With both men and women's basketball teams beating opponents on Wednesday night, Ball State University sports officials told new athletic director Mark Sandy that the university has a new goal for him.
In Chinese astrology, I think this is the year of the sheep, but I think that 2015 could be the year of the Cardinals. And it's so I don't want to put any pressure on you, Mark, but we deliver to you an undefeated athletics department.
Sandy has spent the last 10 years leading athletics at Eastern Kentucky University. Ball State President Paul Ferguson says he was searching for an athletic director who ran an ethical program and was committed to the well-being of student-athletes. Sandy says he wants athletes in his program that are students first.
We're going to tell them to go to class. We're going to tell them to do their own work. We're going to tell them to graduate. First and foremost, that's what they do. That's what they're here for. And then we're going to hold them responsible for their actions, which in society today is difficult. We're going to help them when they need it. When they stray, we're going to counsel them. And we're going to be there to watch all their successes.
Sandy says he also wants an athletic department that is so much an integral part of the university that everyone can get behind it.
It's just like any other department on campus that it brings bright young people to campus. They succeed, they graduate, and the fact that along the way they play sports is part of it. But you have to have faculty and staff and alumni who think it's worth it to have a Division I athletic program.
Ball State recently completed a fundraising campaign to update its athletic facilities. The university won't announce results until the end of this month, but the campaign's target was $20 million. Sandy says facilities are the first thing an athletic director is asked about during recruiting talks, but says he isn't up to date yet on the conditions of his new employer's facilities. Sandy officially begins leading the Cardinals on February 1st. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.